Every so often, I get a call from an individual with 8 or more years of full-time experience, work experience. This individual feels a need for graduate business education to advance his career, and I'm going to use the male in this case just for convenience. And this person wants to move into senior management, but he doesn't really want a full-time 2-year program. Is concerned about his ability to get accepted to the traditional full-time program and really isn't sure where to turn. He's not really interested in the part-time EMBA. He wants an immersive experience. And assuming that the caller really is an impressive individual, I'll suggest several options, and the Stanford's MSX program is almost always on that list. The most common response to my recommendation is, I didn't know about this program. Let me check it out. Today's podcast will be about this excellent option for experienced leaders and hopefully an attempt to make it better known out there. But before we meet our guest, who is director of Stanford's MSX, I want to introduce a few resources at Accepted for more experienced applicants to EMBA programs, the better known part-time option for experienced MBA wannabes. The first one is ACE the EMBA, which provides expert advice for the rising executives applying to top executive MBA programs. And the second one is Top Executive MBA Program Essay Questions, How to Answer Them Right. Now that I've introduced these two free downloadable reports, and they will be linked to from the show notes, I'm really excited, more excited about our guest, actually, than the two reports. I'm really excited to introduce the director of Stanford's MSX program for experienced leaders, Mike Hochleitner. Mike attended UC Santa Cruz, worked, and then did a stint in the Peace Corps. He earned his MBA from Stanford GSB in 1999. Since graduating from GSB, he has worked at the American Leadership Forum, and in 2007, he returned to Stanford GSB, where he was the executive director for the Center of Leadership Development and Research, becoming director of Stanford MSX in 2012. Mike, I'm so pleased to have you on the show. Thank you for coming.
Well, thanks a lot, Linda. It's great to be here.
Good. Can you first, just to start off, can you tell us what is Stanford's MSX program and whom is it for?
The Stanford MSX program, the long form name is the Stanford Masters of Science and Management for Experienced Leaders, is a 1-year full-time program, a residential program for people with, as you said, at least 8 years of work experience. And on average, our students have about 12 years of work experience when they come into the program. It's an accelerated program in general management, very similar to our MBA program, but really targeted at people who already have quite a bit of experience, perhaps don't need to take 2 full years off to get the business education and managerial education that they need, and in many cases don't want to take, can't afford necessarily to take 2 full years off of their career. But at the same time, it represents an alternative to the part-time programs that have become more popular over the years, the executive MBA programs, which, you know, many of our students, people that express interest in the program, say essentially that, you know, I'm worried that a program like that, I'm not going to get the same value. I'm also probably not going to be able to do my job effectively while I'm trying to go to school, while I'm trying to balance my life. And I'm certainly not going to enjoy it as much. So it can be a lot of stress to try to balance all of those things at the same time. And so having a program that's 1 year and actually gives you access to a global cohort of students with a lot of experience is a fairly unique value proposition. It's not one of the common formats out there, and so I think it is a uphill battle to have people understand what the program is, because people hear MBA and they automatically assume it's in most cases, a 2-year full-time program, or they hear EMBA and assume it's a part-time program.
Right.
This is a sort of a unique animal, if you will.
Yeah, but it serves a distinctive niche. And
right, for the audience that it serves, I think it's one of the best things that you can find out there. There's a few other programs like it, but mm-hmm. It's something that Stanford developed this back in the 1950s at a time when corporate managers in the U.S. primarily, there weren't as many options available to them to go back to school. And the format that it took initially was we actually made it available to our first-year PhD students at Stanford.
Uh-huh.
So they would undergo the program alongside a group of corporate managers who were sponsored by their companies. And the idea was that you would get the best of academia and some of the rigorous thinking that the PhDs engaged in would rub off on the corporate managers, and the best of sort of the practical managerial mindset, and some of that practical experience would rub off on the PhDs who are going to go on to be the future teachers of business. And so you had this collaboration that was unique to Stanford that slowly evolved over the years and has become one of only two master's degree that Stanford offers in the business school.
Right. Now, you mentioned that the program officially started, I think, in the 50s, and it wasn't a degree program, then it evolved into the Masters in Management program. How has the program evolved? And obviously, being at Stanford in Palo Alto, you're kind of at the heart of this entrepreneurial, innovative ecosystem and culture. How has the program evolved in response to the increasing emphasis in management education on innovation and entrepreneurship, especially given the location?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the legacy of this program is, was first started with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfred P. Sloan, you may know, was a CEO and chairman of General Motors back in the 50s. And at the time, he was really considered at the forefront of thinkers in management education. And so, he really helped to develop this program, as well as a similar program at MIT and London Business School that were each known as Sloan Fellows programs back at that time. Over the years, the connection to Alfred Sloan is really diminished. And, we are more focused, I think, on the field of entrepreneurship and innovation that you find so active in the region here in Silicon Valley. And so the school has evolved quite a bit. This program, for some period of time, I'd say lagged behind that because it was entirely for people that were sponsored by organizations, which meant they tend to be sponsored by very large organizations, global organizations. And it was only in 2001 that we opened up the program to people that were not sponsored by an organization, which allowed people that were more interested in entrepreneurial opportunities or career changes to join in the program. And so I think at that point, in many ways, the program caught up with the school just in mirroring the profile of students that we see within our MBA program. And it's really only in the last few years, in 2011 and 2012, we underwent a fairly deep strategic review of the program and actually tried to undergo a number of changes that would really look ahead at where